It's time for A Different Slant with John Flavin, a local forum with opinions, discussions, and ideas about issues that affect our lives right here in Sausalito and Southern Marin. And now, too tall for TV, just right for radio, your host, John Flavin.
Hello, I am your host, John Flavin, and today I'm going to give you a different slant on New Year's resolutions. We'll look at the history of this tradition, the most common subjects for resolutions, and the likely success rate. Most importantly, at the end of the show, I will share with you the only New Year's resolution you should make, and it only takes a day to accomplish. Every year, we make a list of all the things we want to accomplish in the brand spanking new year. Where do we get this tradition? According to Wikipedia, the ancient Babylonians made promises to their gods at the start of each year that they would return borrowed objects and pay their debts. The Romans began each year by making promises to the god Janus, for whom the month of January is named. Each year in the medieval era, the knights took the peacock vow at the end of the Christmas season to reaffirm their commitment to chivalry. During the Jewish New Year, Rosh Hashanah, through the high holidays, and culminating in Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, one is reflecting upon one's wrongdoings over the year and both seeking and offering forgiveness. The most common subjects for resolutions involve self-improvement, like improve physical well-being, improve mental well-being, improve finances, improve career, and finally improve education. So what is the success rate of New Year's resolutions? A 2007 study from the University of Bristol involving 3,000 people showed that nearly 90% of those who set New Year's resolutions fail. Men achieve their goal 22% more often when they engage in goal setting, a system where small, measurable goals are set, such as a pound a week instead of saying lose weight, while women succeeded 10% more when they made their goals public and got support from their friends. Only 1 in 10 succeeds at his or her New Year's resolution? I'll give it up. Try the one New Year's step I heartily recommend. It's easy and only takes a short time. On New Year's Day, find a special place, like the top of Mount Tam, the stern of a boat, or the end of a dock. Spread your arms to the heavens and forgive yourself of all the things that have been worrying you. Yeah, that's right. Forgive yourself and move on. In the process, reconnect with relatives or friends with whom you have had a falling out. You may well have forgotten about what you were feuding. Start the new year with a clean slate. You will be amazed how this little exercise can improve your spirits and your outlook on the new year. Forget the resolutions and take care of yourself. Well, that's my show for today. Please join me again as I shed light on the issues and on the characters that shapes Sausalito and Southern Marin. Until then, stay slanted.
You've been listening to A Different Slant, and you can hear us again at this time next week, right here on AM 1610. If there's a question you'd like John to address on the show, or if you have a better answer to any of today's issues, send an email to slant@radiosausalito.org. That's the word slant@radiosausalito.org. This broadcast is available as a free podcast subscription on iTunes or anytime at radiosausalito.org. Different Slant theme produced by Paul Simmons and Mark Keller of Loudville Studios in Sausalito. Find them at loudville.tv. Thanks for listening.